Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is dragged versus drug. I've been renovating a condo, and last week I posted a message on Twitter that started out with the sentence, "I drug myself over to the condo." I was sharing this bit of information to get to the next part of the story, which was that I was so happy to see drywall installed, I thought I would cry. But that bit of joy was lost because I'd used the wrong word in my sentence, and people kindly let me know. That's one danger of sending text messages when you're exhausted, at least it is when you're Grammar Girl. I might not have been so careless if I wasn't dissolving into tears over drywall, but the truth is I actually thought it was okay to use the word drug that way. The whole experience was instructive because I learned that I'm not the only one who's confused about dragged versus drug. First, let me be clear, the correct form of the word is dragged. I should have said I dragged myself over to the condo. Drag is a regular verb, which means you add D, ED, or in this case GED, to the end to make the word past tense. Drag becomes dragged. But it turns out that treating drag as an irregular verb and using drug as the past tense is common in some parts of America. Linguists call it dialect, which essentially means it's a language quirk shared by a group of people. Dialect can be shared by any group of people. For example, quirks can be shared by people who live in the same region, were educated in the same system, or inhabit the same social class. Using drug as the past tense of drag is a dialect common to people who live in the southern United States. But linguists have noted that it's used frequently in states as far west as Nebraska. Strangely, they don't say anything about it being used widely in the West, where I've lived my whole life, so I can't explain why I was confused. The quick and dirty tip is to just say no to drug. Its only standard meaning has to do with illegal drugs or pharmaceuticals. Dragged is the proper past tense form of the word drag when you're using it to talk about having pulled someone across the floor. And when you're tired and stumbling into a room like a half-dead mouse, people who want to give you a hard time can say, "Look what the cat dragged in." Happy 2009, everyone. If you're like I am, you eat too many chocolates in December and spend a lot of time thinking about vegetables in January. This year, I'm excited about the Nutrition Diva podcast. Go check it out right now at quickanddirtytips.com. She has great tips about flax, soy, superfruits, and things like that. She also has a free weekly email newsletter that will send tips for healthy eating right to your inbox. Easy as pie. Or should I say, easy as carrots. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.